The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, we're back, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoors and Radio Show. Miss Robin's with us. Miss Robin is with us this morning. Miss Robin has her mouth full of... What is that?
Good morning.
What is that, a Pop-Tart? Oh, Pop-Tart. Okay. Paul, Natalie, and Ferndale, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Robin. Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Good morning.
Doing well.
Wonderful.
What's up?
All right.
Hi, Natalie.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
At first, I thought you were saying that you had Miss Robinson there, like you're talking about me being on the line.
No.
But I know who you're talking about, the lucky lady.
That's right.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Coo-coo-ca-choo, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves
you. We have
Lord
lost control today.
Know. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah. Yeah, I went a little nuts. I haven't been here for a while. I got to have a little fun. So.
No, that's fine.
Yeah, man. So, all right. Well, you. Huh?
Hold on. First thing.
Yeah.
Last week's show, I know you weren't here, but it was a great show.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Very informative. And then my next thing is a question about your bucks, bears,
and stags. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can a deer that's been taken, let's say, in 2009 be scored?
Yes, sir.
Yep. We're doing historical, too.
Yeah, it'll go into historical records. Yep.
Very well.
My brother's
got an awesome deer that he took in 2009. First one with my crossbow.
In Maryland? Great. Yep.
Yeah, it's Catonsville, actually, by UMBC.
Wow, nice. Okay.
Nice. Very nice. Yeah, we'd love to do it.
Yeah, it field dressed at 200 pounds.
That's a big deer.
That's awesome.
It was.
Yep, my biggest one's 196.
Wow.
Yep.
That's good, too.
That was a good one. The rack really wasn't much. It was an 8-point. I think it was an older deer, 206. Maybe it was a younger deer. I don't know. But anyway.
Our big thing is we want the people to know that there's going to be a historical part to these records. And that's what we're trying to get that word out, you know, that people please bring your stuff so we can score it.
Yeah, exactly.
So we want this record book to be complete.
This record book is, we're trying to work with all the deer that rank now with other contests and things like that. But we're not calling this a contest, actually. We're not even using the word trophy. We're calling this a recognition of Maryland's finest. And I think that's what we're going to stay with.
That's what we want. I mean, we want to recognize our great wildlife and the heritage that we have in the state of Maryland and get kids interested in it.
Kids and women are a big focus of this, you know. So
we want everybody to enjoy it.
Yep.
There you go.
All right.
It's a pretty big one. So where would I go to get it scored?
Go online. Okay.
Okay.
bucks-bears-stags.com and send in the form that talks about getting your deer scored. Okay.
It's an interactive form, so you fill it right out.
Interactive form, you fill it out, you email it, it pops, you know, as soon as you hit submit, it goes, we get it, and then we make arrangements on either an individual basis or we invite you to come to an event.
Okay.
Where does he live?
In Arbutus.
Okay, got it. Cool.
Yeah, not far from where the buck was.
Yeah, not far from Clyde's either. Very good.
Not at all.
All right, buddy.
Clyde's many times.
Yep. Thanks, guys. Got to run.
All right.
Great talking to you.
Nice talking to you.
Yes, good to talk to you.
Have a good weekend.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Mr. Bob in Reisterstown, how can I help you?
Yes, sir. Alan, I heard a comment on radio about air rifles for deer hunting.
That's correct.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
And what caliber would they be?
Well, there's one called the Air Bow, okay?
Uh-huh.
And it shoots an arrow. And it has enough, apparently enough foot-pounds and enough kinetic energy to down a deer. And it was tested by our Department of Natural Resources, I don't know, a year ago or more. And it was approved for deer hunting only in the deer firearm season, not for archery, not for muzzleloader, and that was at the direction of the Wildlife Advisory Committee, but only for deer firearm season is it permitted. So that's it.
And is it a compressed air?
Compressed air, yep, CO2 cartridge, yep.
Oh, CO2 cartridge.
Yep, similar to one that you would use for, like, paintball guns and things like that, not the little one that you put in your Crossman air gun.
I see. Okay, so yep. It's a bigger one.
It's a bigger one, yep.
I see. And what's the – did you say there was another one?
I don't know of any others that have been approved.
Just one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just one, and it has – I see. I didn't know if it shot a bullet. You know, I was thinking, the compressed air would be shooting a projectile.
I think it shoots more of like a crossbow bolt than something,
yes,
like that.
I can understand that. Yeah. I can understand that. And another quick question. A bobcat, if you see one, can you readily tell? I mean, other than the bobtail.
Yes, you can readily tell. Yeah, because it's the only big predatory cat we have here in Maryland.
I see. So it's just...
It wouldn't be a lynx or...
much bigger than a domestic cat, so to speak.
Yes, they are.
Even a big domestic cat.
Yes. They can get... I think bobcats can get 30 pounds or more.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, they can get pretty good size.
Mm-hmm. I'm surprised.
Yep.
And also...
I've only ever seen one, and I was hunting in West Virginia when I saw it, and just briefly, so...
I see.
Yep.
I see. Just a glance at it. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. And did you know that, are there mink in Maryland?
Oh, plenty of them. Yeah, lots of mink. Mm-hmm. Mink, otter, fishers are animals that people don't often see, but they are fur bearers in Maryland.
I didn't know otters were in Maryland.
I see. And the muskrat, of course.
The muskrat, of course. Yeah, but, I mean, that's pretty common. But the river otter we have, fisher we have, and I don't know if you're familiar with that or not, but it's a
fisher.
Big... Yeah, it's a big... It's a big weasel. I mean, it's a big weasel, and it's probably almost the size of an otter. And
really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep. And they prey on squirrels and other critters like that. But they are trapped just like anything else, mostly in Western Maryland.
I see. And the hello.
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead.
Okay. And the otter, I had an opportunity to see one in Liberty Lake in the reservoir.
Yes, there are otters just about everywhere. Yep.
Yes, and it stuck its head up above the water. It was right near shore, and he was looking at us, saying, "What are you doing here?"
Yep, yep. We see him in this. We see him. They see him actually in the city sometimes down along Jones Falls.
So. Okay.
Yep.
Well, and also, I just wanted to ask you that question about the mink because I did personally see a mink, and I was like way back when I was like in my late 20s. I always thought mink was like Wisconsin, Minnesota.
Yeah.
But there's northern areas, but I saw one in Carroll County.
Yeah, I saw one one I saw in Maryland was in Howard County.
And the way when I saw mine, there was like a stream running down.
Right.
There was some muddy water, and then there I walked up the bank, and then I saw where this, and I was like 3 feet above the water on this bank.
Right.
And I saw where the mud was coming from.
Right.
And I watched it, and then first thing you know, this little animal come walking out, and I thought, what's that? And I thought, squirrel.
Nope.
And I thought, squirrels don't hunt under the water. And then I saw the snout on it, and I thought, oh, God, and it shook itself off, and it fluffed itself up, and I thought, God, that's a mink.
So yep.
I was in my late 20s at that time, so I was pretty surprised.
Yep.
Well, okay.
Hey, Bob, we got to move along.
Yeah,
so,
okay.
Thank you.
Thanks for the information.
You got it, man. Thank you. Uh-huh. Bye-bye. We got Russ in Dundalk, and then Dave in Perry Hall wants to respond to Bob. So go ahead, Russ. What's up?
morning, Al.
Good morning. Good morning.
And Robin.
Good morning.
Hey.
Yo.
Listen to this. You're going to crack up. I swear you're going to die.
Oh, wow.
She rocks in the treetops all day long, hopping and a-bopping and a-singing her song. All the little Allens on Jaybird Street love to hear the Robin going tweet, 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 rockin' Robin.
I love it.
I figured I owed you an apology for setting him up with the other song.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
I'm calling to congratulate you guys again and get into the muzzleloader contest.
You're in it, Russ. Thanks for sharing the song. I appreciate
love it.
That.
I'm going to make you sing that on a regular basis.
You made her smile. I'll sing that at our wedding.
Oh,
there
no.
You go.
Thanks, Russ.
You got to dance a jig, though.
Oh, I can do that.
Yep.
See you, buddy.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Dave in Perry Hall. What's up, Dave?
Hi, and thanks for taking my call. You know, I heard you discussing the situation with Bobcat.
Yeah.
And I had a chance about a year ago to see a bobcat close up. It was quite a treat.
Yes.
He actually snarled at me.
Ooh.
Good-sized bobcat.
Yeah.
Up in Harford County, coming down where the covered bridge is there and the mill.
Okay.
What road is that? Anyway, I saw it go across the road, and I saw that it had no tail, or not much of a tail.
Right.
I said to my wife, that looks like a bobcat. And it went down into a ditch. So I pulled over. No traffic was coming. And took a close look, had my window down, and there he was, looking right at me with the tufts on his ears. It was quite a treat.
Oh, yeah. They're a very interesting creature and very rare. I mean, you know, there has been talk about actually allowing people to take bobcats in Maryland. And, you know, they've been trapped in Pennsylvania for years. But I don't know if they're going to go there yet or not. We'll find out in February when the new regulations come out, the proposals and things like that. So we'll see how that goes.
I'm not much of a hunter or a trapper, but I should enjoy seeing it.
Oh,
and
you and I both.
A couple people who just didn't believe me said, you must have made a mistake. I said, no, I know what I saw.
That's right. That's right. I'll back you up on that one, buddy.
Well, thanks very much.
Sure, Dave. Thank you. Appreciate you sharing that story. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. There we go. Let's talk Jim in Middle River, and then we'll take a break. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Good morning.
What's up?
How's everybody today?
Doing great.
Wonderful.
How about you?
I've got to work today, but there's no
You know.
Can hunt tomorrow.
Yep, good.
But anyway, I heard a caller on there saying about seeing a mink.
Yep.
I hunt Montgomery-Howard County line.
Yep.
And just last Saturday, hauling the tree, it's called, in my tree stand, and I thought I saw a black squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he jumped into the creek and he started messing around, right, I says, but see, I wasn't sure.
Right.
It looked like a ferret.
Right.
It was, I didn't know if it was like a nutria or I don't know what they look like.
Oh, it's a mink. It's a mink. Nutria aren't found in Howard, Montgomery County. Nutria are down in mostly Dorchester County, Wicomico County, in the marsh. Yeah.
Yeah, because or that other, besides a mink, what else is beside a nutria?
Otter.
No, that's way too big. This was, like I said, it's the same size as a ferret. It was the same size as a squirrel. Just
There are a variety.
Muskrat,
yeah. So, but it was a mink, right?
That, if it wasn't a muskrat, it was a mink. It looked just like a ferret, a black ferret.
That would be a mink.
And believe it or not, Saturday morning I saw one in the creek, and then I hunted my evening stand, probably like about maybe 300 yards down on the same creek. I seen another one.
Yeah, that might have been the same one, or it might have been a family.
Yeah,
you never know.
Too.
Yeah.
I'll hope to see him again.
Good. Well, go out there again. You probably will. Just be quiet.
I just Googled this.
That's it. Good luck to all the hunters out there, and stay safe.
Thanks, Jim.
Good luck.
Thanks, buddy.
Jim.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I just Googled that Fisher.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was anything that looked like that in the state of Maryland. That's a wild-looking little
wild
animal.
Wild-looking critter, isn't it? Yeah. My ex-wife, who you spoke to on the phone a while back, actually saw one, didn't know what she was seeing, had no idea what it was, saw one in Somerset County, Pennsylvania. Of course, that figures, they're right across the line from Garrett County there up in Maryland and in the mountains, which is where they were. She saw one deer hunting one time and tried to describe it. Said it walked right up to her, looked at her, turned around and just kind of walked.
If that walked up and looked at me, I would have freaked because I've never seen anything look like that.
They look like a big weasel with a, I mean, they're
Weird.
Yeah,
they're cute.
I wouldn't call them cute. They're pretty ferocious, actually.
In an interesting way.
They're top tier weasel predator. I mean, they're one of the biggest weasels.
When they came over here from England, it said they were they confused them with polecats because the way they would climb the trees and stuff.
Polecats.
Mm-hmm.
What's a polecat?
Don't make me look it up. I'm just telling you what it said in Google.
I always thought a polecat was a skunk.
Well, now I guess I got to look it up.
Now you got to go Google polecat. Let me talk about Clydes, will you? Good grief. Hey, a little bit of deer season left. You know, if you're looking for a great rifle, maybe for a gift, the AB3 Hunter is an outstanding package. It comes, listen to this, it comes in either wood or synthetic, beautiful walnut stock or synthetic with a 60-degree throw bolt action, detachable double-stack box magazine, which I love in my 300, factory installed. Here's the deal. Nikon Buckmaster 4-12x40 BDC scope from the factory. So you know that it's a great package deal. It all comes right from Browning just like that. 243, 308, 270, 30-06, 7mm 08, 7mm Remington mag, 300 Win mag. Great package rifle at a very, very good price. Now, look, if you want to step it up, if you like a little higher quality, a little better wood, a little shinier finish, the X-Bolt is the one. That comes in all standard Magnum, short Magnum calibers, has an adjustable feather trigger, detachable rotary magazine. You're going to like this X-Bolt. That's the X-Bolt, high-powered rifle from Browning. And then if you really love somebody and want to get him a beautiful rifle, there's the Hell's Canyon Speed.
I better write this down.
That comes in ATAX. That's arid urban camo, door touch finish, composite stock, a Cerakote finish, fluted sporter barrel with a threaded muzzle brake, detachable rotary magazine, short throw bolt, adjustable trigger, bolt action, all that. Select calibers. It's the Hell's Canyon Speed X-Bolt from
Canyon
Browning.
Speed.
Yeah, I'll show it to you. Here's a picture right there. Look.
Well, I better write this down.
Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108. Hey, let me tell you about JB Farms. JB Farms Deer Processing is your Carroll County Deer Processor located at 3523 Harney Road in Taneytown, Maryland. JB Farms will skin and custom cut, wrap and freeze your deer with tasty venison specialties, too. They include deer bologna, deer sausage, and deer hot dogs, all made from your deer. Call 410-756-5656. Now, JB Farms can smoke your venison hams, make chipped venison, deer jerky, and more. JB Farms is an FHFH participating deer processor. Call 410-756-5656. JB Farm processes all wild game, bears, hogs, big game, exotics, even will take care of your waterfowl, your ducks and geese. Yep. And turkeys, too. Best of all, JB Farms has a 24-hour drop-off for your deer. JB Farms Deer Processing, 410-756-5656.
Crab and seafood lovers, are you ready for some good times? The Spurry family has been in the seafood business on the Eastern Shore for over 35 years, specializing in local Maryland crabs and oysters, and they own the famous Chesapeake Landing Restaurant in St. Michael's. They're now bringing the best of the Eastern Shore across the bridge to Baltimore. Good Times Crab House, located at 8001 Liberty Road, just 1 minute off Beltway Exit 18, headed west, is now open to serve you the freshest Maryland crabs, local oysters, fresh-picked crab meat, Gulf shrimp, a variety of fresh fish, and Alaskan snow crab legs. Good Times Crab House and Crab Feast Catering specializes in on-site crab feast catering for your large events. Look for Good Times on Facebook for daily specials and weekend deals. Call 443-657-7187. Good Times and good crabs and seafood. It's Good Times Crab House. Call 443-657-7187.
Hey, say wonderful things about me when you go into Good Times Crab House. You get $5 off a dozen. You got to mention the ad that you heard it right here on the Outdoors and Radio Show. Hey, guess what? First choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers is Chesapeake Outdoors. That's right. They've got everything for waterfowl coming up on the 15th. They got everything for deer. Let me tell you about the waterfowl stuff first. Waterfowl calls, largest selection in the area, all major brands. Decoys, steel shot, all kinds of gear and camo. Camo includes the Banded brand and also Under Armour. Large selection of boots, too. Boots, hips, waders, all of that, everything you need. They've got the firearms, the camo firearms by Remington, Choppa, Escort, muzzleloaders and accessories by CVA, of course, and Thompson Center. I looked at a nice CVA there yesterday, as a matter of fact, 2 days ago, as a matter of fact. And Crossbows, all major brands. Mission, 10 Point, Carbon Express, Excalibur, Barnett, and the new Raven. That's for sure. And then, of course, Matthew's Solo Cambos for the compound. Waterfowl picking services in the late season. You might want to check that out. And when you're there, you know, you can drop your ducks and geese off and roam around the store a little bit, or you know, come back for lunch after lunch, and you'll have your ducks and geese ready to go. It's all Chesapeake Outdoors, Route 50 East, Exit 39B. That's Dominion Road, right there on Ken Island. Exit 39B, Dominion Road, right off 50 on Ken Island. 410-604-2500. 410-604-2500. One thing I want to tell you too: if you ask them a question, they usually have the right answer for you. They're good folks at Chesapeake Outdoors. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Ladies and gentlemen, the man song.
He's the man. He's the man.
I don't take no crap from anybody else but you. I wear the pants around here when I finish with your laundry. Because I'm a guy you don't want to fight. When I say jump, you say you're right. I'm the man of this house.
He's the man. He's the man.
What I say goes around here, right out the window. And I don't want to hear a lot of whining, so I'll shut up. The sooner you learn who's boss around here, the sooner you can give me my orders to you. Because I'm head honcho around here, but it's all in my head.
He's the man. He's the man.
Chris just made my morning.
And I can have sex anytime that you want. Because I'm a man who has needs, but they're not that important. And don't expect any flowers from me, because if I'm not mistaken, you prefer jewelry. I'm the king of my castle when you're not around.
He's the man. He's the man.
Okay, I've suffered enough. Let's talk to some callers.
It.
Bill in Pasadena. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Alan. How you doing? I had a great week this week. I got up early. I think it was Thursday.
Yep.
Drove up Conowingo to see the Eagles. Have you been up there lately?
I haven't been up. Well, yeah, as a matter of fact, I was up there about a month ago. Didn't see any eagles at that point, but guess what? We saw an eagle flying over the Wawa store in Easton, Maryland.
Downtown.
Then we went down a little further, and there was one in Dorchester County right across the bridge. So we had a good day seeing eagles that day anyway.
I've never seen one down Route 50 in the middle of Easton.
Right.
Really? I've been there 25 years. Maybe that's what came after my dog that day.
Possible.
Robin, he's got to take you up Conowingo.
Oh, I've seen it. I love it.
Yep.
I've heard about it, but I got there at, I think it's called Fisherman's Landing.
Yep.
Right at daybreak. I opened the door, and all I could hear
all the way around me was eagles chattering.
Yep, they chatter, they scream.
All the way around me.
Yep, I hear them in the deer stand every time I'm in Cecil County, right off the Susquehanna River up there. I hear them in the marsh, and they're just, you know, I see them all the time. I hear them all the time. It's beautiful, beautiful sight, no question.
Well, you know, the thing is,
it was absolutely amazing. I said there was at least 150. They were all over the tires. They were sitting on the rocks. They were up in the trees like turkeys roosting.
Wow, that's cool.
It was just an amazing sight.
Sounds like a migration of some type.
I want to go see it.
Well, they say there's 20 to 30 there normally.
Right.
But, you know, the migration is slowly going through, and they're mostly immature, so they're mostly brown.
Right.
About a fifth of them have the white head, and they are simply a gorgeous thing. Of course, there's, you know, there had to be at least 40, 50 photographers there with their big cameras, you know, that are 3 foot long. And
sure.
I think I've seen a videotape of when that happens up there, actually.
Yep.
Conowingo Bald Eagles, I believe it's called, .com. And there's photographers that routinely post pictures that are just most amazing things you've ever seen in your life. But anyway, anybody's got children up there that are, you know, middle school or something like that, I'm sure they'd appreciate it. But
oh, they would.
Don't forget to take your binoculars.
You got it. Thanks, buddy.
That's the nice thing.
Congratulations on that 2 week situation coming up there.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That's the one nice thing we got going right now. We got some changes coming in our lives.
Yep.
And we're going to have more time. I want to go see eagles. I want to go see fishers.
Oh, speaking of fishers, Donna from up that way, up in Garrett County, said, I saw a fisher when we first moved to Swallow Falls. It was so fast, ran up a tree, snatched a squirrel, and ran fast past me. Never saw another one. But then my neighbor saw one up a tree get a turkey.
They said they take out small mammals and other things.
Yeah, they took, turkey. I mean, that's...
I know you got to go to, but fisher is the British word for polecat. And a polecat actually really looks like a ferret.
Well, then it'd be a fisher or a pine marten, but probably a fisher. Keep Googling.
No, it's right here. I got a picture of a polecat.
Jim in Glendon. Good morning. How are you, Jim?
Hey, good morning. I got a question. You know, obviously you're outdoors a lot, and I get outside almost every day. And this is kind of the second day of meteorological winter, and there's all these winter forecasts. You know, you hear about the woolly bear and the amount of...
Yep.
...falling out of the tree. Do you believe storm mean any signals that you see when you're outside and what the upcoming season is going to be like?
Any signals about what the...
Like patterns?
Oh, yeah. I do. I watch the critters. And
our squirrels are fatter this year.
Squirrels, I watch them if they're, you know, if they're really packing away the walnuts and things like that and very active. I think it's going to probably be a colder winter. You kind of watch the things that you see when the deer have changed their, from their summer coat to their winter coat. There's a lot of things in nature that you can see. You can see a lot of more increased bird activity, you know, more feeding and that type of thing to keep the energy going. So, yeah, I mean, there's plenty of natural signals out there.
So you think the upcoming winter is going to be colder than average?
With this weather right now, I don't know. I can't tell you for sure. I get mixed signals on it. I mean, you see all the squirrel activity, but the weather forecast and so forth doesn't show me anything. I thought we'd have snow by now.
Well, I'll tell you, though, Justin Burke says it's going to be worse this year, and I believe in him when it comes to snow.
All right. Well, that's fine. Well, we have the Weather Channel here, but they don't do any long-range stuff like some of those guys do online. So,
well, I have groundhogs.
Yeah?
Wouldn't they be in hibernation by now?
Perhaps, but I've seen them out. I saw one come out in the snow back in Somerset County, Pennsylvania, 6 inches of snow on the ground the first day of deer season one time. I saw something moving through the woods. I thought, what is that? And put the scope up, and it was a groundhog came out of the burrow in the snow. So who knows?
I guess just like all the different weather forecasters, just have to wait and see.
You just got to wait and see. Day to day, brother. Thanks, Jim. All right, buddy. There he goes. Wesley in Westminster. Good morning, Wes. How you doing, bud?
I'm good. How about you? Up, Alan.
I'm fighting a leg cramp right now.
Oh,
oh man. right behind my knee. Oh, man.
Not trying to climb up in a tree stand.
I did that yesterday. So
I would have bet.
Yep. So what's up, buddy?
You were talking Eagles.
Yeah.
We were. We've got a pond down behind, down in the hollow behind our house, and we saw a bald eagle took off in the woods there, and then it flew right across the pond. And my son was like, "Wow, that was an eagle!" And you know, we were like really, really surprised. You know, I've only seen one other eagle in this area, so that was pretty good.
Yeah, well, you know, they are widespread. They're everywhere, and it's you know, it's a great thing to see the eagles come back. Eagles, ospreys, red-tailed hawks, broad-winged hawks, red-shouldered hawks. You know, I like watching all the birds of prey. You know, the Cooper's hawks, sharp-shinned hawks. You know, the whole deal.
I like it when I can see owls too. So every once in a while,
every now and then, I like to hear them too.
Oh yeah. And they cut loose with a big screech.
That they do. That they do. You're right about that. Yep. So, well, cool, Wes. I appreciate the call.
All right. Good to talk to you, Alan. It's been a while.
Thanks, buddy. Have a good one.
Thanks, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
All right. Wes was the last entry in the muzzleloader contest. We're gonna do some shuffling around here with some numbers, and we're going to see if we can come up with a winner here. So give us a minute on that. Robin's going to work on that, and we'll be right back after I tell you about Chesapeake Outdoors. Chesapeake Outdoors is located on Route 50 East, exit 39B, right there on Ken Island. That's Dominion Road. They are your first choice for Eastern Shore hunters and anglers. And you know what? I want to talk about Yeti a little bit. They've got the full complement of Yeti coolers. You go in there and you look at a nice big rack of Yeti and coolers stacked up. I also want to tell you about the full complement of archery supplies and CVA supplies and, you know, deer corn and deer supplements like Big and Jay and Apple Cracker and some of the other ones. If you feed them like that, they've got all the accessories and the services too. You know, they'll custom cut your arrows. They'll make sure that your gun scope is mounted correctly. They'll do all that for you. They're full service, no question about it. And it's not just about everything they sell, because they sell everything, but they also have all the answers for you and all the expertise to back it up. So, you know, you walk in there sometime, you'll see Pete or somebody back there cutting arrows, or you'll talk to John and he'll have an answer for you about an accessory or something like that. So, you know, it's all great. It's all great at Chesapeake Outdoors. Again, everything you need for every game, every fish. And waterfowl picking services coming up here on the 15th when the season opens again. They'll be ready for you. Camo, boots, ammo, guns, bows, crossbows, all Chesapeake Outdoors. That's Route 50 East, exit 39B, Ken Island, 410-604-2500. 410-604-2500.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Good-looking stretch of weather to get us on into December here. First weekend of December looking very fine in Baltimore. Mid-50s this afternoon. Anything outdoors, a winning plan this weekend. 33 degrees are low tonight, about like last night. And then upper 50s for Sunday and Monday. Could see some 60s by Tuesday. And looks like a cold snap shaping up for the East Coast Wednesday and Thursday. Talking lows below freezing Wednesday night, Thursday night down in the 20s. I'm Scott Laurie, more of the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Crab and seafood lovers, are you ready for some good times? The Spurry family has been in the seafood business on the Eastern Shore for over 35 years, specializing in local Maryland crabs and oysters, and they own the famous Chesapeake Landing Restaurant in St. Michael's. They're now bringing the best of the Eastern Shore across the bridge to Baltimore. Good Times Crab House, located at 8001 Liberty Road, just 1 minute off Beltway Exit 18, headed west, is now open to serve you the freshest Maryland crabs, local oysters, fresh picked crab meat, Gulf shrimp, a variety of fresh fish, and Alaskan snow crab legs. Good Times Crab House and Crab Feast Catering specializes in on-site crab feast catering for your large events. Look for Good Times on Facebook for daily specials and weekend deals. Call 443-657-7187. Good Times and good crabs and seafood. It's Good Times Crab House. Call 443-657-7187.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
John Deere tractor, yeah, I work these fields sun up, sun down every day. I got a camo hat that says, get her done, and I believe in the American way. And I believe in God, and I believe I'll have a beer at the end of the day. 'Cause I'm bona fide, certified, basic, Eastern Shore, redneck, USA.
I'm getting to be one.
70 pump is in my pickup truck on the gun rack, and that's where she stays. I got a bumper sticker, says there ain't no light west of the Chesapeake Bay. I drink Budweiser beer in the 10-ounce can. Us locals call it the Shore Thing. I'm bona fide, certified, basic, Eastern Shore, redneck, USA. I like the hog.
That's Bird Dog Wheeler.
Yes.
And Road Kings.
Yes.
Buddy of yours, probably.
I know him.
I know you know him. From Easton. Hey, first of all, the announcement. The winner of Robin. No, wait a minute. Let me set this up, ladies and gentlemen. We had 80 entries in the contest.
Yep.
And everybody had a number. Robin picked a number, okay, that corresponds to the name. Robin, would you like to make the announcement of who number 113 happened to be?
We haven't heard from him this morning, so I'm thinking he slept through this.
Probably, but that's all
and
right.
And I don't know if I'm going to want to give it to him or not.
Mention his name. Maybe somebody will tell him. You never know.
The winner of the muzzleloader for November is Chuck Spohr, part of the PCBA.
Chuck Spohr. Couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
Nope, he deserves it. He is just awesome. So.
And
I'm glad I picked him.
And so am I. Independent. It just happened that way.
Yep.
You know, just and we have had some amazing winners for sure. Listeners that call in. So, you know, hey, guess what? Everybody that was in today, you're in for
tomorrow.
December. Yep,
right.
You're in for December. So it's all good.
Next month. We have a guest in
this morning. John, good morning.
Good morning.
And would you like to introduce yourself?
My name's John Snyder.
And where do you live?
I live out in White Marsh.
Okay. And why are you here?
Because I won your Thanksgiving contest.
We had the Maryland Hunting Coalition had a Thanksgiving Hunter's Choice contest. And if all of you remember, over the past, you know, month of October primarily, we tried to have one of our directors, Dale Gertz, called in and offered up $5,000 on a matching contribution. You know, if we could raise $5,000, he would give us $5,000 or up to $5,000. Well, we exceeded it by a couple hundred dollars.
And every penny is needed.
Yeah, well needed. Yep. So, but anyway, John sent some money in for the Thanksgiving raffle because all the raffle tickets, it's $20 or something.
I think it was, yes.
For two tickets. Mm-hmm. And
I got to fill out hundreds of names.
Yeah,
fun.
I know.
We
filled out all the
out.
Tickets, you know. And on Thanksgiving Day, we pulled John's name out of the hat, sent him an email. And
wait a minute. I pulled his name, too.
Who?
I pulled his.
I'm going to start entering contests where you're involved. But anyway, it's not television. But, John, here is your Parker crossbow. It is a nice one. If I don't break it.
And if you don't break your face.
It's the Enforcer 160 with a scope.
Oh, yes.
And he says, oh, yeah. He's seen that. So I don't know if you use a crossbow, have a crossbow, need a crossbow, but guess what? There is one, and you got it. So, Robin, you want to take a picture of John with his crossbow?
I got it.
There we go. But this is pretty cool because we got him on the radio. And let me ask you, you go ahead and take that picture, but I'll talk a little bit about the coalition.
Awesome picture. Good.
You know, we have donors, and we have people that enter contests, and we have companies that support us, like Chesapeake Outdoors gave us a beautiful price on that crossbow. And, of course, we've got others, and we had other prizes, and we made it Hunter's Choice. But in researching the coalition, what do you think about what we're doing out there, John?
I think you're doing a good job. I think you have a good focus on, you know, the items that you're going towards with the different aspects for hunting in Maryland and outdoors in general.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a type of person that gets involved in the outdoors. I'm part of the Maryland Bow Hunter Society.
Oh, sure. Lou Compton. Yeah.
Yep. I do some volunteer work with them for mm-hmm. junior hunter days.
Mm-hmm.
So giving back and keeping hunting going as a tradition is something I'm really interested in.
Perfect, perfect. Well, you know, that's what we're all about. Now, you know, we try to stay ahead of the curve. We know that there's legislation being introduced this coming session for increasing Sunday hunting opportunities, or having Sundays in Howard County. There's also, which has no Sundays at this point. There's also a bill that we were working with Delegate Johnny Motz on at our hunting summit on the 24th of September. Robin, you were there. Johnny was there and talked about an idea that he had, and the coalition got behind him a little bit. And it's a bill that he's going to introduce when it comes to harvesting deer and donating them. Okay? So the way it works is if you donate a deer, you pay the processor. He gives you a receipt. $50 of that is a direct tax credit, and you have a cap up to $200. So if you owe $500 in taxes and you donate four deer and get four receipts, the bill passes, you can take a direct credit on your income taxes for $200.
That would be very nice.
That would be very nice, yeah.
I've donated over the years out of just the nature of doing it, but that would be an incentive, too.
Exactly. It would certainly be an incentive. So we work with Johnny on crafting the language and that type of thing, and then we work hand-in-hand with the Legislative Sportsman's Caucus, which is a group of like-minded lawmakers in Maryland. You know, there's 188 legislators, and only less than a handful of them hunt. But we have folks that will support hunting, and they are members of the Legislative Sportsman's Caucus, and we're the eyes and ears of that group for when it comes to hunting issues, and work very closely with them. So we were able to get multiple sponsors from the caucus to sign on to Johnny's bill, so that's going to be introduced here in the General Assembly, you know, when they open in January, so a little over a month from now.
Huh.
Yeah,
so. That'd be very nice. I mean, I was, you know, a person who benefited from the Sunday hunting in Harford County.
Sure,
so, you know, that's a big plus for anyone out in the woods.
And I don't know if you know this, but our advocate in Annapolis, who we've hired as a lobbyist, basically, is Bill Miles. And Bill Miles is the godfather of Sunday hunting in Maryland. And, you know, he's the guy that took all the spears and arrows and shots and hits from every organization that was against it back in 2002, 2003. The bill actually passed in 2003, and Paris Glendening vetoed that. Did you know that?
No, I didn't realize there was a veto.
Yeah, it was vetoed in 2002 by Glendening. 2003, Bob Ehrlich signed the bill into law that gave, I think, 13 out of the 23 counties 2 days of Sunday hunting. First Sunday in November for bow hunters, and the first Sunday of the deer firearm season. And since then, laws have been passed. And it's been 25 or 30 laws, and we don't have it statewide yet. So it's very interesting process that everything goes through here. So we're intimately involved in that. That's one of the reasons we started a coalition, and we're very lucky to have Bill Miles. MDHuntingCoalition.org, MDHuntingCoalition.org. We also have a Facebook page. And we talk about it here on the radio. How did you hear about the contest? Radio, Facebook, or how?
I'm not sure. It may have been from one of the websites that I visit.
Mm-hmm.
Maryland Whitetail, UCB.com is .net mm-hmm. now. Mm-hmm. Or the MD Shooter site, which is really involved in, you know, the firearms legislation mm-hmm. in Maryland. So it's one of those two that I saw mm-hmm. it on there.
Got it. Well, appreciate that. Very good. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Well, we hope you visit our site. MD Hunting Coalition. We hope you'll be able to make it to our benefit March 31st.
The benefit's a blast.
It's a blast. It's a blast. And by the way, anybody who is interested in going to the benefit, the whole store is online now. You can already purchase your tickets for individuals, for couples, for corporate sponsors, for company tables. You know, it's all out there. The 3-to-1 early bird is out there. You purchase your tickets, and in an extra $100, you get 3-for-1 raffle tickets. So it's a pretty good deal. So anyway, it's all out there. We got to talk to Kenneth in Baltimore City right now. Let's see. Yeah, we're taking names for December. Kenneth in Baltimore City, how are you?
Good. And yourself?
I'm good. What's up?
I just wanted to get into the muzzleloader contest.
You are in it, brother.
Awesome.
Hang on, Kenneth. Chris is going to take your information, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You got it. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Hang on. I hope we caught him. All right. So, did we get him? You got him. Okay, good. All right. As a man who's involved in wanting to pass it on, I mean, you know, we've got to preserve the heritage. And we got to preserve our privileges to hunt here in Maryland. And that's part of the reason the coalition exists. I mean, it's the hunters' advocacy group in Annapolis. There is no others. I mean, there's a lot of conservation groups out there that do a lot of good work. And, you know, you can go through the ABCs for all their initials and that type of thing. But, you know, when you have a local chapter event here in Maryland, people don't understand that, you know, whatever money they raise, the bulk of it goes to the national chapter. Whereas the Maryland Bowhunter Society, and we work with Lou, and they support the coalition big time, and we appreciate that, that group's fundraising efforts stay right here in Maryland to promote things here in Maryland. And same way with the Maryland Hunting Coalition, same way with Maryland Fur Trappers, Maryland Waterfowlers, all those folks that are centered here in Maryland stay in Maryland. But the big organizations, the national organizations, I would say 90% or more of the money that's raised goes to their national headquarters for whatever reason, whether it's conservation, whether it's salaries, or just, you know, anything else. So everybody here is a volunteer except our lobbyist, and I think we'll have him on here on the 16th when you and I are getting married. I think we'll have Bill here.
Yeah, we're going to be here, what, next week?
We'll be here next week live, and then the recorded show on the wedding day on the 16th. So
I told him we could broadcast from Deep Creek, but he wouldn't go.
No, I'm not doing that. So, anyway.
I might have woke up our muzzleloader winner. I'm not sure yet.
You woke up our muzzleloader winner?
I might have. I'm in communication with someone close to him.
Oh, you are?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Your crochet buddy, his wife. I got it. yeah. We crochet on the internet now, I guess. Or via Facebook or
Actually,
Messenger
I
or something.
I didn't do it the whole time.
No, you
didn't
have your crochet.
I've been so excited about the show, I haven't picked it up.
All right, we got to take a break. I got to tell you folks about, who do I have to talk about? Clyde Sports Shop, one more time. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. You know, Clyde Sports Shop, I listed all the services that Chesapeake Outdoors does. I'm going to list the same type of service and customer-friendly things that you get here at Clyde Sports Shop. They've got a complete gunsmithing service. You need a part, you need a gun cleaned, you break something, they're going to fix it for you. They're going to mount your scope, they're going to bore sight it for you, they're going to do any cleaning that you need done. And the full-time gunsmith at Clyde Sports Shop is excellent. He's excellent. And, they do the arrow cutting, and they'll do the service work on your archery equipment. They'll do anything that they can do for fishing as well. Fishing, put a new tip on your fishing rod, or put a new guide on your fishing rod, or put new line on your reel, or oil and service your reels and replace any worn parts or things like that. It's full service. That's what it's all about. Not only do they sell all the great stuff from Browning and, you know, handguns for personal protection and, fishing tackle, live bait, frozen bait year-round, they have all those services as well. And guess what? They also sell a lot of ammunition, too. And good prices. So they're fair. They're honest. Bill and Clyde have been there 60 years. The two brothers have run the place for 60 years on their own. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, Clyde Sports Shop. Proud to call them friends. Glad to have them as an advertiser, and you should too. 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108.
Crab and seafood lovers, are you ready for some good times?
The Spurry family has been in the seafood business on the Eastern Shore for over 35 years, specializing in local Maryland crabs and oysters, and they own the famous Chesapeake Landing Restaurant in St. Michael's. They're now bringing the best of the Eastern Shore across the bridge to Baltimore. Good Times Crab House, located at 8001 Liberty Road, just 1 minute off Beltway Exit 18, headed west, is now open to serve you the freshest Maryland crabs, local oysters, fresh-picked crab meat, Gulf shrimp, a variety of fresh fish, and Alaskan snow crab legs. Good Times Crab House and Crab Feast Catering specializes in on-site crab feast catering for your large events. Look for Good Times on Facebook for daily specials and weekend deals. Call 443-657-7187. Good Times and good crabs and seafood. It's Good Times Crab House. Call 443-657-7187. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bed Liner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bed Liner, truck gear, and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, let's talk to Colleen in Riviera Beach. Good morning, Colleen. How are you, dear?
Alan, I'm wonderful.
Good. Glad to hear it.
I called up to get into the contest again because I didn't win the last time.
Okay.
And I just want to tell you guys, I love your show. I love Robin. God bless her.
She's a great girl. I know.
Thank you.
I'm marrying her.
I don't hunt. My granddaughter's husband is an avid hunter.